How the Maharishi Came to Me by G. N. Daly. On 13th August 1966, His grace descended on me like a lightning flash. I cannot describe the nature of it. That can only be experienced. I can only describe the way in which it was bestowed and the nature of the awakening which it brought about. It came upon me in one of those dreams which are not the result of mental activity, but which one recognizes when one wakes from them as direct experience or communication. In the dream, I was standing at the head of a bus queue. When the bus arrived, it did not stop where I was standing, but a few yards away, so that those who were at the end of the queue were the first to get in, and I was the last. By the time I did get in, all the seats were occupied, and I had to stand in the middle of the gangway between the two rows of seats. Several people who had been standing near me in the queue, seeing this, began to protest that I ought to have a seat, all speaking together. It was in the midst of this hubbub that Bhagavan's grace struck hard and decisively, completely silent and formless. This body I called mine, in which my consciousness was still functioning as my ego suddenly changed and grew taller, broader, and sturdier. I was also aware of a change in features, and the gentle smile of Bhagavan was superimposed on the face. The physical changes were accompanied by an experience of pure universal consciousness and bliss. In the first few moments of this beingness, a few thoughts lightly crossed the mind. How can I tell these people that I am here? How can I possibly explain this to them? What does it matter if I sit in a front seat or at the back or just stand in the middle? I am here now. Bliss and beingness were both inside and outside the body. Then these thoughts subsided, leaving only the bliss of pure awareness. I am quite unable to describe the reality of this experience of Bhagavan's grace. It did not matter where I was, because I am includes both space and time. Whether Bhagavan's consciousness entered mine or whether he drew mine into his, I do not know. Only that Bhagavan was experienced within, and that he is still within me now. Implicit in his grace were also instruction, initiation, and obligation. The instruction was to continue being, and the initiation was in the beingness, the sharing or the joining of his consciousness with mine. The obligation lies in assisting others who may need help or guidance. So strong is the I current now that a certainty has arisen that I was never born. And if this question is referred to the mind, the answer which arises is, how can you have been born? You are now, and you always were, and always will be now. The following analogy may further explain the nature of His grace. Consider us all to be satellites in orbit around the center, the heart. Then, suppose one of these, by Bhagavan's guidance, slows down until a spiraling motion sets in. Then, by His grace, it stops dead in its track and plummets right into the center. After having there absorbed His grace, it is free once more to return into the orbit, but in doing so, no longer sees the heart as being exclusively in the center, but in itself also, and in all the others who are orbiting the center. In fact, the heart is everywhere. Sourced from the Mountain Path, 1967.